Recorded books and one-click digital present Indiscreet, The Horseman Trilogy by Mary Balog. Narrated by Rosalind Landor.
Chapter 1. One sure sign of the coming of spring was the return of the Honourable Mr. Claude Adams and his wife to Bodley House, their country home in Derbyshire. There were other signs, of course. There were snowdrops and primroses, and even a few crocuses in the woods and along the hedgerows beside the road, and there were a few shoots of green in otherwise bare gardens. There was a suggestion of green about the branches of trees, though one had to look closely to observe the delicate buds. The air was warmer than it had been, and the sun seemed a little brighter. The roads and laneways had dried after the last heavy cover of snow. Yes, spring was coming, but the surest sign of all, and the one most welcome to many of the inhabitants of the small village of Bodley-on-the-Water, was that the family was returning to the house. Almost invariably, they left soon after Christmas, sometimes before, and spent the winter months visiting various friends. Their absence was a trial to many of the villagers, for whom winter would have been dreary enough anyway. But for those 2 months, they were forced to live without a sight of Mrs. Adams driving through the village, often nodding regally through the window at a fortunate passer-by, or of the same Mrs. Adams, a vision of fashionable elegance, entering church and sweeping down the aisle, looking neither to left nor to right, to sit in the padded front pew. The poor and sick and elderly had to live without her personal conveyance of their food baskets, though a footman always carried them from the carriage to the house, and her gracious condescension in inquiring after their health. Those of some social stature had to live without the occasional flattering visit, during which Mrs. Adams would sit inside her carriage, the window down, while the favoured recipient of her attention was summoned from the house by a liveried footman, in order to stand on the path curtsying or bowing to her, and asking how Master William and Miss Juliana did. Even the children were rarely seen during the winter months, though they were not often taken visiting with their mamma and papa. Their nurse was firmly of the belief that winter air was bad for children. This year, Mr. and Mrs. Adams had stayed for the past month at Stratton Park in Kent, with no less a personage than Viscount Rawley. He was Mr. Adams's elder brother, as everyone knew. The fact was equally well known that his lordship was Mr. Adams's senior by 20 minutes, a singular stroke of good fortune for him, since he was now in possession of the title, while the younger twin was not. They might have had a viscount and viscountess living at Bodley, some of them often said wistfully during sessions of gossip, if the situation had been reversed. But then perhaps the maternal grandmother would have left the property to the other brother, and they would still have had a mere mister living there. Not that they minded the fact that the family had no title. They had all the other trappings of gentility, and any stranger was soon apprised of the fact that the owner of Bodley was an honourable and the brother of Viscount Rawley of Stratton. The Honourable Mr. Adams and his wife were returning home within the week. One of the footmen at Bodley brought word to the village inn, where he drank his ale nightly, and from the inn the word was spread through the village. They were bringing house guests with them, the head groom told the blacksmith, and speculation became rife. Was Viscount Rawley to be one of the guests? Viscount Rawley was to be one of the house guests. Mrs. Croft, the housekeeper at Bodley, brought the news to Mrs. Lovering, the rector's wife, and there were to be several other ladies and gentlemen too as guests. She really had no idea if there were any other titles among them. She would not have known about his lordship, except that Mrs. Adams's letter had referred to her brother-in-law, and Mr. Adams had no other brother except the Viscount, did he? But one could be certain that any company that included Viscount Rawley must be distinguished company. It was almost worth having been without the family for 2 dreary months, it was generally agreed. 2 years had passed since Mr. and Mrs. Adams had brought home guests with them, and it was many years since Viscount Rawley had visited his brother in the country. Anticipation ran high in the village. No one knew the exact hour or day of the arrival, but everyone was on the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?